the so-called Protect Our Jobs campaign would block efforts to enact a right-to-work law that would forbid compulsory union dues as a condition of employment. It would also preempt about 80 measures pending before the legislature that would enact restrictions on unions and union organizing. The campaign would do that by having voters approve an amendment to the state constitution. To get on the ballot, the campaign will have to collect more than 323,000 signatures of registered voters in a six-month window. But to qualify for the November ballot, the campaign would have to get the job done in 4 months to meet a July 9th deadline. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta in Lansing.